another original podcast from The Big Breakfast on OFM. The sound of your life.
It is a Tuesday, and on a Tuesday, Zelda does something spectacular. She shares a story, she makes us all feel better with Zelda's feel-good story of the week. You said you're not going to give us any options this week. You've chosen a story already.
Yes, this is just a fantastic story that, I have to share. So basically, women are waking up to the sound of vuvuzelas trumpeting through Soweto, and instead of feeling annoyed, they are really feeling safe. Reason being is, there's a group of men who are armed with vuvuzelas that walk women safely to their transport in the mornings. Some of them even wake up around about 2 o'clock in the morning. They're unemployed men, by the way. They wake up around about 2 o'clock, and as soon as they are close to the area where they walk the ladies to their bus stop or taxis, they start trumpeting their vuvuzelas. And normally in groups of 3, all the way up to 15 men will help these women walk safely to their transport. And in the afternoons, they do exactly the same by walking the ladies back.
Sure.
And it's absolutely fantastic. They don't ask any money to help these ladies. They decided on their own they want the ladies in the community to be safe. And the Angel Network has decided to raise some money for them just to say thank you for a Christmas gift. So if they might need food or whatever they need, they are trying to raise funds for these guys, just helping these women out without asking a cent.
First of all, how can I donate some money?
You can go to the Angel Network, and all the information is there.
That's fantastic. It's a great story because these men have decided, listen, we are going to keep these women safe. We're going to do something spectacular and something nice for our community. There's one thing that concerns me a little bit.
Okay.
You said that these men, keeping the women safe, are armed with vuvuzelas.
Yes.
They're armed with vuvuzelas.
Well, that's what the article says. They're armed with vuvuzelas. And that's how they walk around trumpet, making a noise to draw attention to themselves and making sure that the women know where they are.
But you're saying they're armed with vuvuzelas. So, Dunks, help me if I make a little list here now. And I say, listen, these are 3 or 4 of the sort of weapons I'd carry. If I want to use them, I'd go with a bowie knife.
Yeah.
Maybe a bow and arrow.
Sort of shotgun.
Yes.
Something like that.
Sure. That'll work.
Yeah.
A vuvuzela as a weapon, very impractical.
Ek is seker as 'n vuvuzela jou hard genoeg oor die kop klap, gaan jy baie erg seer kry.
No way.
It's soft plastic, trust me, I've taken one of those to the head.
Yeah, but it's going to be like a whip. Like
not really.
Yeah. I love the story, but my question that comes to me, it's a bunch of guys armed with vuvuzelas that are protecting the ladies.
Yeah.
But there's a very, very cool Latin saying, quis custodiet ipsos custodies.
Oh yeah, of course.
Who watches the watchmen? Who guards the gods? So now my question is there a band of 5 guys that have, you know, electric guitars?
They've got trumpets.
They've got trumpets walking down the road playing those. Who watches them?
Hulle is altijd in groepen van 3 tot van 3 mans tot en met 15 mans. So ek is seker hulle pas mekaar op.
Wat dat hy sê is daar's nog 'n groep wat jy nie van weet.
Ja.
Is daar nog 'n groep? Hulle
driehoekies. Hulle driehoekies en hulle pas die vuvuzela ouens op.
And the guys with the triangles, they're protected by guys just holding bass drums. It's an endless cycle until everyone has an instrument to protect another brother with an instrument.
Want daar gaan so weet hoe fantasties klink met al die pragtige musiek wat hulle speel.
At 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to sleep.
Great story, Zelda. I love that. It's an uplifting story. It's a South African story. Mm-hmm. And it's always fantastic to see South Africans making South Africa a better place.
Ja, dat is precies wat hulle doen.
There we go. Zelda's Feel Good Story. Back next week, of course.
Visiting the OFM studio on The Big Breakfast.